Good morning, Northwestern. You're listening to the Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Francesco Thorix Aboya. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, April 17th, 2023. Here are the headlines to start your day. In Northwestern news, according to the Daily Northwestern, the Korean American Student Association hosted a clothing drive for Connections for the Homeless, an organization in Evanston which provides shelter and clothing to the homeless. They donated 4 bins of various clothing items to Connections from the drive and other private donations. In Evanston news, the Women's Club of Evanston hosted its annual Dreams Delivered Prom Boutique from Sunday to Tuesday, outfitting 120 Chicago-area students with free prom dresses, shoes, and accessories through a custom experience, according to the Daily Northwestern. They co-hosted the program with the Ivy Pro Foundation, a philanthropic organization within the Delta Chi Omega chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority at the WCE Clubhouse. In Chicago news, according to the CPS, Chicago Public Schools X account, Chicago Public Schools are offering free COVID-19 and flu vaccinations for children today at Peterson Elementary, on 5510 North Christiana Avenue from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and at Smith Elementary on 1059 West 13th Street. There will be additional vaccination sessions tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday at various locations and times. In state news, according to the Daily Northwestern, the Illinois State Senate unanimously passed a bill on Friday mandating that all state transportation agencies issue an annual report on recommendations from the National Transportation Safety Board and their implementation status. In national news, according to CBS News, the California Attorney General declined to file criminal charges against a Los Angeles police officer who fired a rifle at a suspect inside a clothing store in 2021, killing 14-year-old Valentina Orellana Peralta in a dressing room. In international news, according to the Associated Press, Israel's military chief said Monday that the country will respond after Iran launched an attack involving hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles, while other world leaders are urging Israel not to respond violently. That's all for today's Daily Cat from Evanston, Illinois. I'm Francesco Thorix Aboya. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show, tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of the Daily Cat.